Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dilai, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to use SQLite with Xamarin Forms to develop an application that stores users' data inside the application that could be deployed inside iOS, Android, and Windows platforms. So we'll be building an application that looks like this one, deployed on the three platforms here. So you will have the list of to-do items retrieved from the database, each one inside each platform. And here you can add another to-do item. For example, let's say here meeting friends, with some options for selecting done or not done using this slider here. Then you click add to-do item. You go to refresh the to-do items to retrieve the data stored inside the database. Then you get the added to-do item called meeting friends. The same thing for the other two platforms. So let's see how we can build this simple application that have features of adding data to the database and retrieving data and also updating the data already saved there. So I'll go to my application. Here I have created a Xamarin Forms type of application inside Visual Studio. Now I go to the solution, right click, and select Manage NuGet Packages for solution. And now I'll go and look for a plugin, call it plugin.sqlite. It's a NuGet package that will help you to easily start developing applications with SQLite. So I select this plugin, now select install. So the plugin will be now installed for each platform with all the resolved dependencies to SQLite and also some files inside each platform. So the plugin will do all the work for you. So here you see that it adds files to the Android project inside a folder called SQLite. And the same thing will be done for iOS and for the other Windows platforms, the UWP project, and also for the Windows Store and Windows Phone project. So for the UWP project, there is something to do here. When you go and open this SQLite app sample, you can find the README file here. It tells add the following class to your Windows UWP project. So I need to select this code, copy it, and add it as a class inside my UWP project. So I'll go and right click my Universal Windows project and select add a new class. I'll call it SQLite UWP, for example. And inside this class, I'll go and paste my new class here, which I get from the README file. So now I need to resolve these dependencies. Control Shift V. So now when added, I can go and see the file here. So here I have two classes. The to-do item, which is the data I want to store inside my database. So it's a model that will be stored. For that, it have an ID, which is the primary key, and it will be auto-incremented each time. So you don't need to fix that ID to 1, then 2, then 3. It's auto-increment. Inside this model, you have a text which contain the to-do task and done, the value indicating if that task is done or not yet. The other class we have is SQLite sample page, this this sample page will have a method called get sample contain page. This will return a content page that contains a simple user interface like this one we was looking at. So this user interface that contains a text and a switch and two buttons for adding and for getting data from the database. So let's see the implementation of those ones here. So we can see that inside the constructor here, where I go and create, I get the connection to the database, then I create a table of type to-do item. So here you see that SQLite is an ORM, it's an object relational mapping. So it uses objects to deal with the database. So here, for adding data to the database, I use the method called insert and give it the model or the data that I want to store inside my database. Then for updating, I use the update method, which take which will take the model that I want to update with the right ID. So I have to make sure that this ID, that there is an entity with the ID equal 1, so that it can go to that entity and apply the new text and the new value for the done property. Now if I want to delete some property I have or some data, I use the delete method. And within the delete, I pass it a parameter which will be the ID of the entity that I want to remove from the database. And again, here I have to make sure that this ID exists. So now, to so that you can get this user interface with this working code inside your application, you have to go to the app.cs, and here I'll change the main page to be the new sample SQLite sample page, which is the name of this class, simple SQLite sample page. And then I'll go and call the get sample content page method, the method that will give you a sample user interface that looks like this one. So now with this sample code, you have almost all the code you need to get started for creating table, for inserting data, updating data, and also deleting data from the database. And with this sample, you should be able to get started writing your own application that stores data inside the application. So thank you.